Hey everyone, I'm Jonathan Grzbowski, and this is a Blind Entrepreneurship bonus episode sponsored by Penji, a podcast that helps entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision to profitability. This week's episode is all about tech and tech tools. And this is a question that we get a lot here at Penji. What are the types of tools and tech that we use to run Penji and to make Penji work? So I decided to just dedicate an entire bonus episode specifically to the tech that we use at Penji. And I have to give a disclaimer here that the tools that we are going to mention are in alphabetical order. That way we are fair, not showing favoritism in any shape and form. And all the websites that are mentioned will be in the show notes. So if you want, you can go right ahead and check them out, download them, use them, sign up for them, whatever you want to do. And I'd also love to hear what your favorite tools are that you use. So make sure you use the comment section below in order to tell us a little bit about your favorite tools. Now, before we get into the list, I have to give a disclaimer. And then I already gave one disclaimer, but I have to give a huge disclaimer. And at Penji, I have to say that we are huge proponents of the ideology of less is more. We do everything we humanly possibly can in order to eliminate a large majority of tech. So you may be disappointed by all the tech that we actually mention. We never want to, as a company, we never want to rely on tech or even tools for that matter to move our business forward. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But a lot of times, and I see this in the comment section on my personal Facebook, where people are constantly asking for new tools. And the problem with this mentality is that there are always going to be new tech and there's always going to be new tools. They all look awesome, they all look cool, and they all, for the most part, solve the problem that you're looking for. But I will challenge you and say, do you really need these tools? And if I were starting over, I'd find the essential tools and stick with them and find a way to make these tools work. And I can give you several examples as to where we started with a tool and then shifted our entire company around this one tool only to never use it or only to use it for a few weeks. And as a leader of a company, that could look really bad because here you are being very passionate, being very direct and trying to change the trajectory of the company because you found this new tool, but that doesn't necessarily have to be the case. So before you get into that and you implement new tools, I challenge and say that you should make sure that you are 100% confident that this tool is the solution for your business before ever implementing it, because it could absolutely push people towards different directions that may not be the most positive. So let's get right to it. Number one is going to be ActiveCampaign, and it's activecampaign.com. ActiveCampaign is an email automation tool used for things like drip campaigns and marketing emails. So we found this tool to be rather useful, and it's our primary tool that we use to generate new leads from prospects that may be interested in Penji. And the next one is going to be more of a common one, but it's Buffer. And Buffer is a very common tool that is used by many small businesses and large businesses. We use Buffer to schedule out all of our social media strategies and content. And it's pretty basic stuff, so it doesn't require a ton of knowledge, tech knowledge. So you don't have to be the smartest Apple of the bunch, but it's a plug-and-play solution. You want to post something, you tell Buffer to post it, you give the time, and it posts it. The third thing is a custom-coded connectivity tools. Now, what the heck does that mean? Some of the hardest things to track in our business is to-do lists, timestamps, so people clocking in, clocking out, and accountability softwares. And we've used so many of these. Trello, we've used to-do list, we've used, I mean, the list goes on, and Wunderlist, the list goes on and on. And so what we did was we went ahead and we coded a custom solution that allows us to get a glance at our business in kind of like one screen. And we have the luxury of being graphic designers. We have the luxury of being developers. So we can create these tools relatively easy because we have the resources. And it may not be the same for others. So please take that into consideration. But these tools allow us to track important tasks and hold one another accountable for the completion of these, the completion or at times the non-completion for these tasks. And to give you more inside baseball, these, the tool in particular is going to track how long these tasks are. Because when you're a small business, you have to make sure that people are doing the things that move the needle forward. And if you're able to pinpoint on the solutions and the times of where your team members are allocating their time and their money and their mind, not their money, but their mind, then you might be able to guide that person in order to get them to do the things that matter most. And listen, we're all proponents of this. It's very hard for all of us as a society nowadays to be fixated and focused on one particular thing. But any tool that you could use to help them do that, in our solution was a custom-coded tool, find a way to make sure that your team is only able to focus on the things that move the business forward at all times. Number four is going to be Dropbox. And I really don't have to explain this too much. I feel like a lot of people, and you should all know what Dropbox is, but to those of you who may not, it's a hard drive in the cloud, basically. And even if you think you don't need it, you should get it and use it as a backup solution. It will definitely come in handy, especially if you're in the tech industry where you're backing up websites or you're trying to save important documents for the future, whatever it is, just definitely sign up for it. It's great. And this one, next tool, has absolutely no introduction whatsoever, but I have to at least say it, but it's Google Suites. And I honestly, in the show notes, I'm just going to put google.com. You can probably most likely get to where you need to go from there. But I feel like you already know all of this, but the Google Suite is by far the most important tool to ever exist, in my opinion, on the planet. We use it practically for every solution that we've ever created, and we recommend that you use them too. Google Sheets, Google Docs, Google Drive. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's great. If you were to go on to Penji.co, which this isn't an ad, but if you were to go on Penji.co, you'll see on the bottom right-hand corner a little chat bubble, and that chat bubble is made by Intercom. And again, it's another tool that is absolutely awesome. We've used a couple of websites for tools that do this like chat feature, and I'll be honest, it was rather difficult to find that one tool that made sense. We used Intercom, and we knew it was the right solution almost immediately. Intercom is a tool that allows your prospects to, or even your customers, to immediately reach out to you for questions or concerns. Now, personally, we have seen a huge increase in sales based off of the number of inquiries on our website. So the more times a person clicks on that chat, the more likely they are to actually become a customer. And so I've seen people that click on this website, click on the chat bubble and ask questions. And then from there, they go, wow, thank you so much for answering my question. I'm now going to become a member. So it's amazing. Now, I have to give a huge, huge, huge disclaimer. This type of solution, this chat bubbles and these chat bots, they only work if you make it a priority. And it's something that you have to genuinely give a crap about. And if this isn't something that you care about, which is talking to people on your website, then just don't do it. But for us being in the tech industry, there's always a question that needs to be answered, whether it's a question about the service, about the product, or maybe just a customer support related inquiry. There's so many things. And what I like about Intercom is, number one, the help desks that they give you pending your membership. And it's also how easily it is to integrate the help desk within the chat itself. So for example, if somebody has a question like, well, what does unlimited graphic design mean? We can kind of answer the question within the help desk send them the link and it pretty much answers the question for them, or they can at least click around in order to be able to find the right answer to that. And I think that's a huge self-help that goes a long way. So I couldn't recommend it highly enough. The next one is going to be Envision, envisionapp.com. And we're constantly updating our website, testing, tweaking new ways to make Penji better. And what better way to compare the new and the old versions of Penji than to use a product like Envision? So Envision is a digital design platform that will allow you to show off and text, show off your work and wireframes with your executive teams, or even your internal dev and design team. We use this directly before we begin development on all of our projects. It allows us to understand the logic of what's going on, and it's an absolutely great tool. The next is Lucky Orange. Now, if you ever wanted to know how people are reacting to particular portions of your website, Lucky Orange is a tool that allows you to visualize what works on your website. They offer a wide spread of tools, and I will be perfectly transparent and honest. We are not too big of a fan of their chat feature. However, we believe that their heat map is world class, and it's probably one of the best in the industry. So we used to use them for the chat, but now we primarily use them for the heat map. And either way, the guys and gals at Lucky Orange are absolutely incredible. I've interviewed the CEO in a past episode, and I'll give that link too if you want. And I've also been very transparent with the team to let them know about our opinions of the chat feature, so this isn't a surprise to them. The next is going to be MailChimp. And I mean, come on, it's one of the OGs of email marketing. We primarily use this tool for large email lists that we already have. And I know a lot of people in the tech industry might be crapping on it about MailChimp, but I don't see why you wouldn't use it. I mean, we know there are better tools, but why fix something that isn't broke? We've been using MailChimp for years, and so just keep it going. Just use it. It hasn't failed us, and so why not just keep it going? This isn't necessarily a tech tool, but I think it is something that's rather important. If you're a company that has tech support, I'd highly recommend getting some type of phone line. And we use Nextiva, and it's pretty easy to add to your computer. You could get a digital phone, you can get a landline, whatever it is easier for you, but this is our phone service. Closing out within about five more left, but the next is going to be SE Ranking, and it's seranking.com. To us at Penji, SEO is incredibly important, and if and only if you can do it effectively. So we use SE Ranking Pro for our keyword management, and it's a great tool that tracks the keywords, the rank of the keyword, and how our web pages are doing on Google. And so this type of tool, however, another disclaimer, I feel like I'm constantly giving disclaimers here, but this tool will only work if you use it almost every single day. And so if you're not committed to SEO, I don't think this tool will be effective for you. So just, again, make sure you know that if you are going to download this tool, you have to be committed to it. The next is SendGrid. SendGrid is used for customer-facing emails and all of the alerts and all the pings that you get for your SaaS service that you sign up for. It probably most likely comes from a company like SendGrid or SendGrid specifically. It definitely takes a certain scenario to use this tool, so invest some time in researching this tool and make sure that's the right solution. This next one is Simplecast, and something that I personally absolutely love talking about because I think the team is absolutely incredible. And this is this podcast and even the Shades of Success podcast that we have at Penji are all hosted on Simplecast. And the team is awesome. They're a young team of creatives. They are immensely into customer support, which I personally love. Once you're into the customer support world, if you make that a priority, it is a huge, huge, huge benefit to your business. And they're relatively new to the podcasting world, so they may not rack up to the giants that I'm not going to name, but I think they are just as good, if not better, to be perfectly frank. And I've used a ton of podcast hosting companies, and not one of them amazed me until I started using Simplecast. So congrats on the new release, everybody at Simplecast, and check them out. Next is Slack. Do I really need to explain more? I mean, Slack is to business to what turkey is to Thanksgiving. So you kind of need it. This is a more anecdotal story, but this is the next tool is going to be Trello. And Trello has always been the ye old faithful tech tool. And fun fact, before Penji was really Penji, Penji was originally used, we originally used Trello in order to manage Penji. It was our main management system for the longest time. And before we had any tech at all, Trello was our thing. And Trello truly only works unless, again, you invest your time into it. And you really have to invest into the software to get a ROI. It's free, so that's good, but we use Trello for important tasks, internal communication, tracking finances to some degree, podcast episodes to make sure everything is done within the podcast episode, and even random meetings with clients. So there's a lot of things that you could do with Trello. You can be a little creative. Definitely think more creatively and open-minded when you use Trello, but amazing tool. And the last one is going to be Zoom. And if you've ever wanted to know how our interview podcasts are recorded, it's through Zoom. And if you've ever been part of our webinars, or you know, that was through Zoom too. And like Simplecast, we've used a ton of tools that work very similar to Zoom, but they don't work as well as Zoom. So Zoom works, and there's a free version and a paid version. So check it out to find out which is best for you. Again, all of the links will be in the show notes for you to check out. So make sure you head over there if you find something that you might like or tickles your fancy, so to speak. And as always, reach out at any time for any questions at hello@penji.co, or connect with us directly, connect with me directly on social media, which is @GrzybowskiJ. You won't want to miss. As always, please reach out at any time if you have any questions. You can reach me at hello@penji.co. Or connect with us directly, connect with me directly at GrzybowskiJ. And you can head over to tveshow.com so you can drop a comment and tell us what tools that you use and what tools that you would recommend to the people that are listening. You won't want to miss next week's episode. This is a very personal story, but it's going to be the life of an entrepreneur and how it can often be a lonely place. I'll catch you next Thursday, everybody. And until then, go out there and execute your vision. Have a great rest of your day.